that would change on the loan, because like I say, the 9% repayment is that has been the same since the student loans were first introduced in 1990.
Okay, but could I mean sorry, these loans extend over a period of 30 years.
Yeah.
That's roughly six governments. Could any future government come in and change that rate of repayment from 9%? Do you know the answer to that?
I can't really give an answer to that because, like I say, for the foreseeable future, that's not going to change, the 9%. It's been exactly the same for the last couple of governments that's been in.
Okay, but let's look at the presentation in the document. You know, you've got on page 7, you've got repayment plan 2. It all looks nice and cosy, like you're playing off the debt on a piece of furniture. It says you'll repay 9% of your income over this 30-year period implied. I don't see any stars or asterisks on that 9% saying subject to terms and conditions.
Well, that would be that the 9%, since it's in the terms and conditions when it is that it's signed, that 9% could be set in stone.
Well, you're telling me it's not set in stone. It could change. It could change.
It could be if any changes do happen, what would happen is that we would notify the customers.
Well, that's no good. If someone's making their financial future on a 30-year loan, they don't want halfway through the loan suddenly to realise that they're going to be paying back at a rate of more than 9%. Does everything you've said about 9% also apply to the loan term? Could that be extended out from 30 to 35 years?
No. The loan term, that is set in stone. If that is down as 30 years, that will stay as 30 years.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, Tony.
Hello there.
Okay, so I've taken a look there. First of all, I can confirm that the 9% is set in stone.
9% set in stone. Great.
Set in stone.
Yep.